You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Blends. My co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Hello. Are you? Great. How are you?
I'm good. Our guest today is Donna Beams with Beams Health and Wellness Spa?
Yes.
Okay. And the vein clinic.
Yes. Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. It's been probably about a year since you've been on.
Yeah.
At least once a year.
And I think most people pretty much general idea of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We fix varicose veins, endovenous laser, and sclerotherapy treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And Beams Health and Wellness Spa, we do various things. We do bioidentical hormone replacement for men and women. And those are generally for people over the age of 40, sometimes younger, though.
Mm-hmm. She's looking at me while she's saying
it. She could very well be looking at me first because I'm older than you
men
are.
Men
so.
Over 40.
Hey, it's okay. I've been having the treatment myself for over 10 years now. So.
And you look great.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we also do skin treatments, mm-hmm. Botox, fillers, laser treatments, wrinkle treatments,
mm-hmm.
filler, and color correction, removing
right.
sunspots and scar and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I just wanted to remind people that I know through this winter, we had a hard, long winter.
Yes, we did.
And most of us could not get out of our houses. There was we had a lot of snow days.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are people out there, those of you out there who have symptoms in your legs, if you have itching, aching, burning, or swelling, or restless legs at night.
Mm-hmm.
During the wintertime, if you couldn't get out and it was inconvenient for you to, go get them checked out, well, now is a good time to have them checked out.
Mm.
And I'd advise you to, get them checked out and start treatment early before the summertime really hits hard
right.
because we're going to get some hot months coming in August and September. And if you get in and see about treatment now, you can avoid those hot months because you will have to be wearing compression hose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That is part of treatment.
Yeah.
And
you have to wear them before and after.
Right.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, and the reason I say that is because I'm really glad you brought that up and you said, get in early and think about how your legs were last year, because I know humidity affects that too, and it affected it with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to the vein clinic because I had to be referred to my own doc, insurance, that kind of thing. But I thought I had just bad ankles, weak ankles. And when I went to see a podiatrist about my feet, because I was running a lot,
mm-hmm.
he noticed I had swelling, a lot
uh-huh.
of swelling. And
uh-huh.
he said, "What's going on there? Did you turn your ankle or something?" And I said, "No, I just have always had really bad ankles." And he said, "This is a circulation issue."
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
if you have a lot of swelling,
yeah.
I think that's one of the symptoms.
Itching, aching, burning, or swelling,
mm-hmm.
or a feeling of just heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
Most people live with it all the time because they think it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start to ignore it.
Yeah, it's part of the aging
okay.
process. Or
well, that can be a cause of venous insufficiency. And
okay.
we can find that through an ultrasound mapping.
Hmm.
And once we take pictures of your legs, we send it to your insurance companies. If they see the picture, the proof that you actually have venous insufficiency, they will cover your treatment.
Wow.
See,
that's
there you
cool.
go.
And this is very well covered by Medicare as well.
Wow.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think what I've heard from people that have had this, it really just increases your energy. You feel like you have new legs.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually you can become active.
Mm-hmm.
Symptoms can be gone away. We have about 98% success rate in treatment.
Wow.
So once you're treated,
mm-hmm.
There's a very strong chance you will totally be asymptomatic when you're finished.
That's a quality of life issue.
Yeah.
So
is.
when you take
that
care
is.
Of things like that, now you have an improved quality of life, and so why wouldn't you go get that checked out?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Something
that's right.
so simple.
And you don't
that's
have
right.
to be 40 or older to
no.
go check it out.
No.
I mean, there are a lot of people that just have, this is a genetic thing.
Yes. We've treated people as young as 16.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were they athletes or something
yes,
that came in with an
they
issue?
They were teenagers who maybe were basketball players.
Right.
It was a hereditary problem. Grandmother
mm-hmm.
had it, parents had it, and it was already affecting their ability to play sports at school.
Wow.
Wow. I would have never thought that.
That's right. So any of you younger people out there who think you may have a problem with your legs, it doesn't hurt to come in and get an appointment for a venous mapping ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
And let's talk a little bit about that procedure. What is that? That is not an invasive procedure.
No,
that is
no.
something you use, like you said, ultrasound.
It's just a wand and go down your leg.
Yes,
that's right. We're just taking a picture. We're seeing through your leg and looking at the health of your veins. Just expect to feel a lot of ultrasound gel on your legs, but we'll clean it off when you're done. But this is a non-invasive, just a look.
Mm-hmm. And you can see things like valves that are working.
Well, yes.
I don't think people realize that the anatomy of a vein, it's not this big, long, empty tube that just has blood in it. It has actually little valves in it every so often that kind of close and open as your leg
puts
blood to the foot or up back towards the heart. You know, that's called circulation. That's what it does. That's what your heart does.
And blood should be flowing just one direction.
Right.
Okay. One direction at a time.
Okay. And so I know those of you who are out really getting vigorous about working in your houses, wanting to be active.
Right.
And that's going to cause being on your feet a lot.
Right.
If you notice these symptoms, you know, get them checked out and get them fixed early.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very simple non-surgical procedure. And basically, you can be up and walking the same day as long as you're, of course, we require you to wear a compression hose.
Right.
But
right.
go back to normal activity. So you really have little or no downtime with this procedure. So we'll not take you away from your job.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. You know, it's not a horrible thing.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it.
It's pretty easy.
Well, yeah. Well, and I would think that sometimes, and I correct me if I'm wrong, couldn't this be a symptom of other things? So when you go get this checked out, it's the symptom of something else maybe more serious?
It could be.
Yeah.
We have sources where we refer people if it turns out to be a problem that is not related to varicose veins.
Right.
We could tell that by the mapping ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's really beneficial that way.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing I was thinking of is when people think varicose veins, they think, oh, I can see that. My legs don't have any veins you can see that they're right there on the top. Because I think that's what ultimately people think. When they think varicose veins, they think I have bulging or you can see the blue veins on the outside of the leg. That's not always the case.
No, you don't have to be able to see them. They can be totally invisible.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the symptoms but be puzzled because you don't see anything there.
Right, right.
Okay. And just because you don't see anything doesn't mean that you don't have venous insufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way we can really see that through the ultrasound mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, you have a lot of skin and tissue and
all covering that up.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think you need to think about those symptoms and make sure that that's what you're concentrating on, not just necessarily what you're seeing.
Right.
So what about I hear a lot about like this restless leg syndrome. What is that part of that?
Restless leg syndrome is a big part of that. Mm. About 85% of restless leg syndrome is due to venous insufficiency.
Wow.
Okay. See, because I have a friend actually who said she was diagnosed with restless leg syndrome. Mm-hmm. What can you do for it? And I was like, well, it seems like your doctor should have told you that. So go to the vein clinic and they can tell you what to do for it.
Right. This is the mapping ultrasound is a very simple screening process. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's a screening like any other kind of screening. Mm-hmm. You get breast cancer screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else? Your insurance will cover this as a health screening.
Well, it's just preventative medicine, taking your own health care into your own hands and doing something rather than waiting for the doctor to say, well, you need to have this done. If you have these symptoms, go get it checked out on your own.
Right. And you don't have to have a physician referral to us. We can have people, walk in. They can call us straight from, their phone book or from the ad in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You can be self-referred.
Right.
That's important because a lot of doctors don't take those. So, that's definitely something that you want to make sure to be aware of. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Donna Beams from Beams Health and Wellness Spa and the Vein Clinic.